school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. Okay, I lied. I said I wasn't going to record a weekly podcast for the PhD, but I think I'm going to. I'm at least going to try to. I really do not like to start things at all that I cannot be consistent with. And so, I mean, I've had a Friday podcast for what, 7 years now? 7, 8 years? Once we started doing the Wednesday podcast episodes, we have stayed with those consistently over time as well, as long as there are enough people to interview. So I don't want to start another part of the podcast that I cannot maintain consistency in, but there is no way I am going to remember what the first week of going back to school is like 15 weeks from now when I recap my first trimester. So we'll try it. We'll see how it goes. A couple of caveats. I will be recording this in the car. So that is when I have the time. I am going from home to work or work to home. I figure one of those commutes during the week, I'll be able to do a recording. I hope to do this every week, but I don't know if it'll be every single week. But it's the end of my first week of school, and I definitely have a lot of new revelations that I both want to remember for myself. And you guys seem to be really interested in this in my email, in my DMs on Instagram, and inside of the app. Many, many, many of you are also already going back to school or considering it. So why not? Let's just try it. Let's try it for this trimester. Let's see how it works. Let's see if I can keep up with it. Let's see if you're interested in it. And so without further ado, I'm going to wrap up week number one. Now, as you heard in my Friday podcast episode about going back to school, these Monday episodes that are recapping my week will probably be, I know they'll be at least a week delayed, but probably a couple of weeks delayed. So you'll be hearing about it a couple of weeks after it happens. I did exactly like I did when we adopted the babies. So if you've ever had a child or planned for a puppy or a wedding or whatever, you know, you get so over-prepared. And I was so over-prepared getting started for school. Like, I take so many supplements. I literally had all of my supplements already dosed out for a month. And I had our podcast recorded for 2 or 3 months in advance. I was like over-prepared. So I had all this time. So I listened to a book. I listened to podcasts. I did all these things. And luckily, I also started doing my reading. I was like, all right, Lisa, well, if you're so ready to go and you have the syllabuses, start doing the reading. So I started doing the reading and I just kept trying to work ahead. Like any video they said you maybe should watch, I watched. If there was anything you should do, I started doing it even before the first day of class. And I am so glad I did because two days into school, Abby had to go to the doctor, which led to more doctor's appointments. Like the unexpected just started. Now I'm watching Grayson during the day. We decided to get carpeting, flooring in our living room and dining room. We picked it out. They could install it 10 days later. I'm like, 10 days later? Oh my gosh, I've got to move. My second week, next week, I'm already traveling. So I'm like, okay. I thought there'd be more of a honeymoon period between starting school and having to juggle all of my regular life in school. That honeymoon lasted 48 hours, just in case anyone is wondering. So I, we're in it now. I'm juggling home and school and family. And what I was trying to avoid, which I know is unavoidable, but I tried it anyway. What I was trying to avoid was my family or my team feeling that this PhD escapade I'm on was going to take away from them. And the bottom line is, it's going to. Like, you know, I'm only at work 50% of the time. And the team is doing great. They're doing fine. They don't need me. Like, everything we set up is fine. But I feel guilty. Like, I feel guilty that I'm not there. And then at home, you know, I'm like, yes, I'm in a class. Yes, I'm studying for a class. Yes, I'm doing this. No, I'm not available. I can't take Grayson right now. You know, I feel guilty. And I think that that is the human experience, especially if you're doing something that you perceive is for your benefit and not the benefit of others. Now, obviously, getting a PhD is of benefit for Organize 365 and the team. And I don't know, getting a PhD really does not benefit Greg, Abby, and Grayson, who are losing most of my time. But Greg has already come around and he's like, no, I know this is best for what you're doing for your company. And I know that you're creative for this. And yeah, it's hard, the transition, but I'm in it. And so that's huge. Normally it takes Greg a lot longer to be as comfortable with this change as he seems to be. And it is a very, very big change. So the second thing I wanted to talk about or remember for myself is this idea of staying ahead. So I did start my readings before school even started, and assignments that I knew were coming, I started ahead. So when I got introduced to my orientation leader, I peppered him with a couple of questions. Hey, what about this? What about this? What about this? He's like, yeah, all that's going to be due. So I just started working on my assignments. So when I went to one of my classes and they were like, you need to turn this certification in, I'd already done the 5 hours of studying and taken the test and already had the certification. But I waited 24 hours to turn it in just so they didn't think that I had done all the work ahead, because I had done all the work ahead. And, you know, it just reminds me, you know, I've got my teacher hat on, I've got my student hat on, I've got my, you know, 50-year-old self hat on. And I'm like, okay, well, I want to get this done in the most efficient and effective manner. But also, I don't know how to articulate, like, I don't want to, like, shortcut the process. But also, I know a lot of tips and tricks. So I need to make this work for everybody. So when I talked to that orientation leader, he said, yes, once a teacher opens a portal for a quiz, like you could take them. He's like, you can literally read the book and take all the quizzes in the first 2 weeks for your whole two semesters that you're going to be in this one class. And I was like, game on. Because I don't know what I don't know, but that I know. Like, I know how to read a chapter and take a test, and I know how to budget for that. Like, reading the chapter takes me about an hour, and then they give you an hour to take the test. So I'm like, okay, well, there are, you know, so many assignments. I know how many hours that is. I don't know what other assignments are coming or what other unexpected life events are coming. So anything that I can get done early, I will get done early. And after my orientations, one of our teachers said, you know, like, you can work ahead. I was like, yay. Thank you for the permission. I will do so.